welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yulili Wickham-Ashby. And today, I'm deeply honored to have the president of Barnard, Mr. Perrell Holloway, in the studio with me to really share about the work of the organization and some of its projections. Welcome to Visions, Perrell.
Thank you, Yulili. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's always good to have you, to have some deep conversations regarding disability. So, Perrell, you are now president of Barnard. Tell us about the journey to being president for a second time round.
Well, I don't want to say the journey has been long. I still, you know, say that I'm old. But I would have joined the organization back in the late 90s due to Carson Small telling me about the organization and asking me if I would be interested in joining such an organization. And he said, no, you know, and he came back and he asked me again because we all went to the same church, the Salvation Army, and that's where I used to see him most of the time. And I said, I'll give it a shot. I joined and immediately there were opportunities available to me to advance myself in education and other things. So I never saw myself doing this. You know, I don't think that you would generally think something like that when you first join an organization that you would one day lead it unless you are really a visionary for your own self. But that was where the journey started. And I got to like it. There were many members who were there to take me on and groom me, you know, helping me to get my journey legs, so to speak. And the rest is history.
Okay, that is excellent information. So, Perrell, what would you say has been one of the greatest achievements you've noticed within the past 20 plus years for you, being part of the disabled community?
It shouldn't be a difficult question. I don't know if I can name any one achievement that stands out in that I am satisfied with every achievement that happens because it just means that work was put in and you were successful in what you were doing. So I can't think of one bigger achievement than the others because I think the kind of person that I am, I'm generally not what you would consider to be enthusiastic about achievements. You know, you fulfill something and then you have no time to really enjoy it. You move on to the next one and so on and so on. I'll probably come back and ask you the question sometime in this interview if there was one that stands out specifically in my mind, you know, of achievements, sort of speak.
So, Perrell, now, as a leader, tell us what you consider as some of the main characteristics, attitudes that are needed to really lead an organization, because an organization like Barnard, some people may consider difficult to lead because it's a mixture of different types of disabilities. What would you say are some of the main characteristics that you believe any leader should have, one, and secondly, to lead a cross-disability organization like Barnard?
You need an abundance of patience. Being the chairman, president, leader of people, you need patience because you are dealing with different types of personalities all gelling together. And using the word gelling loosely because you do have conflict. Like any family, Barnard is a family, and there will be disagreements and people not seeing eye to eye. And some of those disagreements are, you know, sometimes based in just personality clashing. So if you don't have patience, you will seemingly be feeling that you are out in every fire that presents itself. And you could find yourself spending more time dealing with every conflict that arises if you're not patient to let it play out as it should. Because not every conflict needs a resolution, but it may just need two people to come to a consensus in the middle ground. And in some cases, that can resolve itself on its own. So patience is one of the, I would say, the hallmark characteristics that is needed. I think the other characteristic that one needs is not to micromanage or try to have a vision that makes things seem too rigid so that persons do not have their creative juices flowing. Because in an organization such as this, it depends on ideas. It depends on enthusiasm about those ideas. And it depends on persons who are willing to put the work in to see those ideas and those visions come to fruition. So if as a leader you are too rigid, stringent, that can stifle people and discourage them. And so you must always consider that even if you believe that things need to be a bit more disciplined, put it like that, not everyone moves at the speed of discipline. And therefore, one must consider how the other person is thinking, and therefore help to create an environment where things can really flow. So those are the characteristics that jumps out at me that one must come to the table with.
Yes, these are qualities and characteristics that are definitely required. And the next question I have for you, Carol, is, are you satisfied with the level of participation and engagement of people with disabilities in, the organizations? Do you think we need to see more people with disabilities getting involved?
As chairman, you will always want everybody to participate and be involved. But, we're not playing in a level or perfect playing field, rather. And I would like to see more members stepping up and, playing a more active role within the organization. Because there are some persons who believe that in any organization, the board is the organization. But that is furthest from the truth. The organization is really the members. And without the members, there's no organization. And if you can get more than enough persons feeling that this fight, this advocacy, this organization, what it is doing will benefit them more if they play an active role, then we would see more persons doing that. You would have mentioned earlier that this is my second time around. I was president in 2011, and I became president again on the 16th of March, 2023. You are getting a different kind of persons joining organizations than when I first started back in the late 90s. And that persons are coming with a more, I need something attitude than I come to bring something attitude. And therefore, that is causing organizations like Barnard across the civil organization that has been around for the last 40 years to have some deficits, lacking in persons who can do the work. And there's a lot more work to be done now in 2023 than 11 years ago. Not to say that there was less to do then than more to do now. To simply put it, the work has become more complex. And there are more moving parts. And therefore, persons who come into the organization have to learn that and understand that it's a bit more involved. It's not just us and society. Back in the 90s, it was just us, Yulee and Pierrot and all the others, enthusiasm, fighting, and advocating for the rights of persons with disabilities. It was us against the world, put it like that. Now it is lots of different voices saying the same thing, but not necessarily being received in the same way. So, because of those complexities, I would want more people to come in and start quickly so that they orient themselves in a way that they can benefit from what is being there to benefit from. But also there to add their skills, whether they bring them or they learn them along the way, like myself, and really push the organization forward.
Right. So, Pedro, one of the conversations that have reared its head over the past few years is that there are too many organizations representing people with disabilities. What are your thoughts on this subject?
This feels like a deja vu moment because I was given this question just a few days ago on a call-in program. My thoughts about emerging organizations is that there will always be a place for individual persons to start an organization to have an individual focus, because there's no one that can truly understand and advocate on your behalf than a person who is going through the same thing. What I think is the downside of the organizations or individual organizations is that we have a very small playing field and we have a growing number of players in that playing field. And if you use that analogy, you can definitely see how that can become a problem. As organizations, NGOs, nonprofit companies and charities operating in Barbados, we all compete for the same resources from corporate Barbados, from social agencies, and from government. And the more organizations you have, you know, the more saturated it becomes. And those who can advocate better, or to use a Bayesian analogy, those who can holler harder will get the heads up and traction that they need. And the ones who are less skillful and capable in doing that will find themselves lagging by the wayside. So if the system that governs organizations are working as they should, and the attitudes are there, then you would find that those persons who believe that their voices are not being heard and their issues are not being addressed would not force them in a direction of wanting to create an own organization, because they're adequately covered within the system and there would be no need for that.
Okay. Now, Pero, saying all of this, what would you consider as the main thrust of Barnard in the next year or two?
Well, when we started in the 16th of November, we kind of created a roadmap of what we will do. Now, every board of directors that are elected at our biannual AGM runs for 2 years. So my board and I are here from May 2023 to, you would say, May 2025 or so, about when we will have elections again to elect a new board. So the first year was to strengthen the administration of the organization, to see what needed to happen in the, you know, in the foundation that we could tweak if it needed tweaking, you know, do what we do that is good and enhance what should be done better. So this time around, the last year or the last term, is focused on membership. Building membership and relationships is the theme for 2024. And the organization is putting systems in place, programs, whatever needs to be done in order to achieve that. How that would look, or how we would see that working, and that we would have more membership-driven programs. We would have more coming together, because you must understand that, like I said before, an organization like Barnard is really no good if the members are not working together. They don't have good mental health. They don't feel enthusiastic. So this year will be membership driven. You know, all things that can do that, we will do that. Leadership training, you know, mental health seminars, those things come to mind as some of the, you know, the mission critical things that you want to focus on. You know, making persons feel valued within the organization, that we want them there, that they should be there, and that at this moment in time for them, they are in the best place that they could be. And the only way to do that is if you put things in place that can make that happen. It will not happen on its own.
Thanks for that information. Now, Pero, as we look around the country and we see so many changes taking place legislatively, infrastructurally, what would you consider as maybe 2, 3, 4 areas a priority that you think should take national attention regarding people with disabilities?
I would first say employment. Now, that has almost become a cliche word when people ask, what do you think should be out there happening for the disabled, Mr. President? And, you know, the first thing out most of our mouths is employment. But it still remains one of the things that is extremely challenging. And with a small minority of persons in a bigger society like Barbados, we are not very much employed. Very few disabled persons are employed in Barbados. And I mean, it's not a Barbadian phenomenon, it's a global thing. So I would say employment, but I will say a bit different in that I see Barbados achieving adequate employment for persons with disabilities if the attitudes of persons who are employed in disabled persons would change. Because we are reaching that point where we could do as much as we could in terms of infrastructure, the technology is there, legislation is coming, the policies are coming, accessibility is, well, there's always room for improvement. But these things are a lot further than they were before. But attitudes is not changing. So we're reaching that ceiling where there's nothing much more you can do but to hope that person's attitude change about employing persons with disabilities. That's one. Transport, you know, that's kind of speaks for itself. As an organization of over 40 plus members and growing, our policy is that once it's an official event of the organization, transport is provided free. And that's a tremendous cost. Service providers out there don't really give you no concessions as you would like, because organizations like Barnard, nonprofit organizations, we don't turn over income, you know, daily that we can pay some of these high price for transport services. You know, you scratch your head regularly when you see the bills come in for transport. But what can we do? We would like more volunteerism and persons, you know, donating their time and their vehicles to help transport members. But, you know, we thank those who do it and we encourage others to do it. The other thing that I would suggest would be social services and the attitude of some of the social service agencies and how they deal with disabled persons. Not very good. You got to understand that when a person goes to a social service agency, whether disabled or not, they're usually at their lowest. Nobody wants to go to welfare if they can avoid it. You know, we don't go and say, no, actually, emergency because we like the cold AC. We go because we're sick, because we need money. And when you get persons who would demean you or treat you like, you know, you come in to beg, that doesn't make you feel very good. We've been having complaints for years, many, many, many years. I wouldn't say for the last 40 years, but certainly a good part of that time that I was been around, you know, we're having too much complaints about the attitude of some of the social workers and some of the agencies and how they deal with us. And we would want that to change. If you know that you're coming to work on a bad day, well, stay home. Let somebody who is nicer come and deal with the disabled when they come to access service. The fourth thing I would say is that we have to pay more attention on the mental health of persons with disabilities. Before COVID, it was a struggle. And after COVID, it's more of a struggle. And unfortunately, the organization is now having a feature where at least once or twice a year, you're having persons moving on, passing away within the organization. And I have taken note of it. And I believe that the time to play a bigger focus on the organization's membership and its mental health has now become a mission critical issue. And therefore, I think that it has to be put on the front burner of all organizations where death has become a frequent feature and how we navigate that for our members. So those are the four things that stand out in my mind. There are always others, but those are the ones that I believe that we need to address with utmost urgency.
Well, Pedro, I think these are, as you said, critical issues that need to be addressed with urgency. And I would want to add my support to the organization in helping to address some of these issues. Now, Peril, I think time is catching up with us, so I would want to hear from you. What words of encouragement can you share with persons who may be disabled or recently acquired a disability that they can feel alive and alert and enthused about being involved in the national debate?
Well, if you don't speak, then you cannot be heard. And as much as we have organizations like Barnard who speak on the behalf of its members and we're a disabled community, we can only speak of something that you would have said that you want us to speak on. So I would ask those persons, especially the ones who have now become disabled, you have to start talking. It may be hard. You have your focus of trying to manage this new thing that has come upon you, and you may feel like I don't really have nothing to say because I just here feeling real bad dealing with this thing here now that has now come into my life. But I would tell you that it's not unique to you, that there are others who would have newly acquired a disability and they had to manage it and they had to get out and they had to align themselves with whoever or whatever in order to push themselves along. And if you do that, you will reap the same results as the others. And it comes easier as time goes on. Life doesn't come easier because the challenges are still there, but it becomes easier to manage because you are speaking about it. And we all know that in psychology, the more you speak of an issue, the easier it becomes to vent about that issue. I would tell anybody to, come and join the organization because I think that 2024 and going forward will be a good time to be here. There's strength in numbers. And if you become part of the number, then there's strength afforded to you. That's what I would say.
Well, on that note, Pero, I have to say thank you very much for coming and sharing about the organization, your thrust forward, and your views on how you think persons with disabilities can become more active and involved as we seek to engage on several matters relating to people with disabilities. So thank you again for sharing with us.
Thank you, Yudli, and thank you, Starcom.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Yodley Wickham Ashby, and my very special guest, Peril Holloway, President of Barnard. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1246-269-9660 or 1246-430-7300. You can also email me on visionsbarbados@mail.com, and you can check this and past episodes by going to the VOB929.com website. So until next week, love yourself and love your neighbors. You love yourself. Ciao.